Hello. Welcome to Otaku by Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me tonight is Pancakes from Canada.
Hello.
Also with us is Lazarus from wherever the fuck he's from.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Hi.
We also have Zangatsu Soul 117 from Xbox Live Land. Hello, Zang.
I finally got Cortana.
That's Cortana, yes. Our topics tonight are going to be E3 updates, video game updates for bumfuck whatever summer editions. We're also gonna touch Zangetsu's anime convention experience in North Carolina, as well
Are y'all gonna
as
touch that?
we're gonna touch it slightly with a 10-foot pole. Also gonna mention our upcoming conventions we're all attending. As well as, since it's Memorial Day tomorrow, a special message to our troops serving in Iraq and those coming home.
Yay!
Right off the bat, here we go with E3.
Goddamn.
Nintendo 3DS supposedly is going to have a tech demo. Bullshit! It's not. No. No.
It actually reminds me of that 3D TV.
Yeah, that thing.
Like, you don't have to wear glasses, it just makes everything look
And
3D.
it failed. Didn't it like blow up in flames? That's what I
Don't
remember.
know.
I don't remember. It just
No,
looks
that
like there.
reminds me of the first
Well, they
PS3
already showcased. I'm sorry,
Damn,
I
when
interrupted
you
you.
speak.
No, you remember when PS3 first came out, the consoles would actually fucking explode?
Yep.
That was funny.
That was awesome.
I was
Lads.
playing at a friend's house, you know.
And it exploded.
Oh yeah, his console actually fucking exploded and we ducked under the couch and pieces went everywhere.
Nice.
Wow.
Damn. That's like strapping C4 to it and like, all right, it's going to blow. Yay, 4th of July early. Anyways, Laz, you were saying, we were sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear saying
It's
talking.
all good.
Well, for the 3DS, the only thing they've shown so far is that one program. From that program, the one little game where they're moving around the box, and that doesn't look 3D. It just looks like they're utilizing the a motion sensor, and that's it.
Yeah, it. Why don't they just call it then a weeds?
I see what you did there.
Yes, I hope people do.
Wait, I missed. What'd you say?
Damn it. Pay attention. Supposedly there's gonna be some sort of demo, hopefully soon, for Sonic the Hedgehog 4, 21 by now. Supposedly it's going to be renewing hope in Sonic. No.
Is that even possible?
There is no hope
That
for
chance.
Sega. Sega,
There's no hope left.
I loved you guys back in the day, but you're done. Enough.
Bring back some classics besides Sonic.
Bring back Shinobi. Maybe. Maybe we'll talk.
No, Eternal Champions.
That's. Hell yeah.
Need
But.
more battle modes.
Bring. Yes, where's my Battletoads? You brought back Earthworm Jim, Nintendo. Where's my Battletoads?
I remember that game being ridiculously hard.
It was awesome though.
Yeah.
You know what game I want to see?
Come back?
Do you? Yeah, come back. Y'all remember the Frogger games on PS1?
Do 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 do.
Love those.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
'Cause you're Canadian, of course.
They need to bring those back.
I
I
don't know anything
fucking love
either.
Frogger.
I think they should just bring back old games in general.
No
Just,
shit,
like,
they.
not change how they were back then, just give them an updated look. Slap on a new coat of paint, re-release.
Yeah, for newer gen consoles.
Exactly. And, like, release. Because, I mean, they've got the technology to emulate this shit. Just pop it on, like, for Xbox Live, the Virtual Arcade for the Nintendo Wii, Virtual Console for PS3. I don't know what the fuck you have.
Well, they're starting to. I mean, they just added the second Doom, wasn't it?
Yeah, they added Doom 2. That's like a PC game, but that's like only on what, the 360, isn't it?
From what I can see, yes.
Yeah, go figure, right? Because they're the only ones that know how to do DOS.
That's why Microsoft rules.
Yes. Supposedly, E3, there's going to be a trailer release of a new Star Wars game, and it's not The Old Republic.
No.
What's this one going to be? Maybe Battlefront 3? I hope.
I heard that there's going to be a second Force Unleashed, which I hope to God there is.
Well, yeah, of course, there has to be one. They've not really fully explained the story. Because if you go dark side, you see him becoming the new Darth Vader.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't care what anybody says, The Force Unleashed was badass.
It was a great game. I still have that thing. I'm never getting rid of my game.
I fucking love that game.
Also, supposedly there's coming out with a tech demo for the new Sonic Wii game. I'm sorry! I cannot giggle. I cannot stop but giggle at this because it's Mario Galaxy and the Sega! Whee! And what do they show? They did the failure of every Sonic game. You don't show in the first trailer of the game, new friends!
Oh shit.
I'm sorry, Sega. Stop trying, please. I loved you guys, but just die already, please. You're ruining my my childhood. Stop it.
What childhood? You never had a childhood.
Supposedly there's going to be a new Duck Hunt game coming out for the Wii and the DS. I don't know how the fuck they're going to do it for the DS. Maybe a tap a duck and it dies. Who knows?
Touch of death.
The touch of death of the duck. Like, whack, whack, bah! And all of a sudden, death pops are going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
And then Nintendo's going to get all these complaints for their children stabbing the dog with the stylus that will break the DS screen.
Yes! Yes.
Go give Nintendo I'd tap that.
Nintendo DS, I'd tap that.
So that's a terrible pun.
I have, like, created the new slogan for the DS. Oh, crap, what have I done? Oh, gosh. Goddamn. Supposedly, at E3 this year, they're doing something new. I've never seen them do this with Xbox.
Uh-oh.
Supposedly with an Xbox Pro panel type thing, they're going to have Bill Gates there.
What?
I don't know why he's there. Supposedly,
does that mean I can actually punch him in the fucking face this time?
If you go to E3.
We're going to E3.
I don't recommend going to... I'd love to go to E3, but it costs way too much money to go. $500 for a ticket.
Ticket.
The fuck?
Holy crap! You're kidding me, right?
Punch Bill Gates in the face from launching Master Chief into space.
Exactly. That's why. It's just one of those things of what the fuck, over.
Oh my god, it really is $500.
It's $500 to go. And that's at a door ticket. I'm afraid to see what the hell the early tickets are.
So, anyone want to trade me their ticket for my PS3?
if I had a ticket, I would.
Is your PS3 even worth that much?
Yeah. My PS3 is bought back when it was like $4.99.
Ouch.
You know what? E3... For your ticket prices, you get this. Damn you, E3. Damn you to hell with your ticket prices.
Make it more affordable. I mean, come on.
Exactly. I mean, an anime convention is like, what, $40 early?
Yeah.
It's $35 over here.
$35 early, whatever. And I'm sorry, but if you're going to... I understand it's the world's largest video game convention besides Tokyo.
I just want to see their prices.
And I'm just saying that because Tokyo is, well, hey, it's a video game heaven. It's just video game heaven.
Can you imagine the prices for one of those conventions?
I'm not willing to even go to Japan for that. I'm sorry. I like going to Japan. I want to go to Japan, but no. No.
Give me 3,000 yen. I'm sorry, what?
How much is 3,000 yen in America?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
It's about like... $20. It's about like $30, I think.
Oh, sure. I'd go that. I'm like, but it costs like maybe.
It just sounds like a lot.
Oh yeah, it sounds like a lot, but it's not. It's like here's $20. $20 American. I quit. Smack. I open up my own hotel.
You racist bastard.
I'm not racist against my own people.
Guys, 3,000 yen is actually $300.
Wow! Fuck that! Thank you!
It's actually $32. Yeah.
Woohoo! I like her number better! I was about to say, $300. Well, screw you! I'm staying in Washington!
Because 100 yen is about a dollar here.
Not even a dollar in America. It's like a penny. Oh, no, that's 1 yen. I'm sorry. 1 yen is not even a penny. It's like nothing. Anyways, moving along here, because E3 is kind of depressing for me now.
Wait. What? I think I have the right number. Like, 95 yen is a dollar here.
Oh.
It's 90.
Canada or America?
90?
Yeah, 90.1.
This one says 95.
That's yeah, Canada. Anyway. This is America.
No, I have American dollar.
Well,
it doesn't matter. Let's just get back to the topic.
Whatever.
Keep going, goddammit. Thank you. shit. Oh, that's right. Anime goodness. Zhang!
Who died?
Zhang, don't die on me. Are you there? No, we cannot hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How was your anime convention? Besides you finding Cortana.
I think that was the best part, actually.
Did you attend any panels?
I went to a couple of them.
What panels did you go to? Like, were there any that were, like, I don't know, dealing with podcasts?
No, actually, surprisingly enough.
Oh my god, we're gonna go to your anime convention and be like, hey! We have a panel here.
Yeah, but I mean,
people will come to us and think, what the hell is this shit?
Well, it was actually really fun. You know, we missed all the major events because we got there a day late, but
oh,
hey.
Oh, yeah, of course. Which is why when you come to KomoriCon in Portland, Oregon, you're not going to be a day late. You're going to be a day early, right?
Yeah.
You weren't advertising KomoriCon at all.
I am not advertising the convention that I'm going to, no.
But yeah, dude, Cortana, out of production, and I got her. Ha, ha, ha.
For those who have not heard what the fuck a Cortana is or know Halo 3, well, you should go die in a fire.
Seriously.
You're Amish.
I don't want to die.
You have been turned into Amish.
Even if you hate Halo 3, you still should die.
I mean, I don't care if you hate Halo 3 or Halo series in general. You at least have heard the terms, the names. At least once or twice, maybe.
Especially if you have an Xbox, because no matter what you people say, Halo is what made Xbox.
Pretty much. Let's see.
Without Halo, you would not have Xbox Live.
Actually, yeah. It's the truth. Without Halo 2, we would not have Xbox Live.
Aside from your shameless advertising.
I'm not advertising at all. Buy a 360.
Buy
This isn't product placement at all. We do not condone product placements in random podcasts.
Amen, amen. New Frappuccino from Starbucks!
Dude, those things are delicious. Shut up.
I know, that's my shameless plug of the day.
Go to McDonald's, buy their new shit. Bullshit, fuck McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I'm sorry, but the coffee at McDonald's sucks.
Exactly.
McDonald's does suck.
Anyone remember McKids, the old Nintendo Entertainment System game? That was a blatant advertising for McDonald's.
No.
Yeah.
Even I'll have to send those who don't know a link to the video of McKids.
You know, their food's not as good as it used to be.
Amen. I remember the Happy Meal toys were better than the fucking meal itself.
No, I mean, the toy, you know, the meals, actually, you could eat it and not be sick, and now you eat it, and it's very rare that you don't get sick.
Yeah, amen. let's see, moving along. Our anime conventions we are attending. Several of us, I'm gonna name us off now, Sinless Prism, Zangatsu Soul 117, Ratchet 412162, and Zhang's Wife. We'll be attending KomoriCon in Portland, Oregon. We hopefully will have a panel actually set up. So that way you peoples can come and be like, hey, we don't know you, but hey, we love you anyways.
And when he says you peoples, he's not meaning it racistly.
Hell no. No, I don't. I'm not racist. And we're going to, damn it! We're going to have, hopefully, if we get an email back about it, we're going to have a panel set up. By then we should have some merch made up and hopefully have some CDs for y'all to have. Hopefully.
To listen to in the car.
To listen in the car, to listen to our sultry voices in the car.
Sultry?
Yes.
As we really? Bore you to sleep while you are driving.
As we bore you to sleep while you're driving and then hitting the flagpoles.
Number one cause road accidents.
I know. Laz, are you going to any conventions?
Not until February.
Not until February.
Even then, I don't know since I'm going to GMU, so...
Otakon? Or Otakon, whatever the fuck it is over there?
Dude, I don't know. Possibly. It depends.
When is that one, by the way?
It's, I think it's like July or something.
Oh, well, I'm stuck here.
In Maryland.
So. Well, I'm stuck in Washington, then.
We just told people not to listen to our shit.
Pancakes, are you coming or going to any pod... Damn it, not podcast. Well, I'm thinking podcast. Anime conventions.
Well, like, most all of my friends just came back from Anime North tonight. I still have no idea how that went. I'm going to an anime convention in, like, a month or two.
What convention would that be?
The Otakuthon in downtown Montreal at the Congress Palace. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to have to sign up tickets for that. I'm going to Montreal.
It's the pre-registration closes tomorrow.
Well, crap.
Yep, and it's $40 at the door.
Oh, like American or Canadian?
Canadian, so it's like 35 or something.
Well, I'm going to Canada.
Come get me.
I will call Ratchet and we're like, we're going on a road trip, motherfucker. We're going to Canada.
You should, because the Otakuthon is like a really small convention in comparison to most everything else, but the people you meet here are amazing. Like, I had these people from, like, I think it was California, and they came all the way to our convention, and they were like, yeah, we're doing a podcast, we're making videos, we're recording our entire trip here. And they were there for, like, the entire 3 days at the convention. It was beautiful.
So, do you think we could somehow send me a link so I could see if we can get a panel set up there? Haha!
I think it's too late to have a panel set up.
Well, I'll check it anyways. let's see. I think we're good on conventions, right? I'm not going
anymore. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not going anymore except for maybe BlizzCon if I get tickets. Bullshit. $150 my ass.
Go to E3.
And long story short, no. I'm pissed. In recent news, I'm sad to say this, but Bowser has died. Dennis Hopper, a well-beloved actor, who in my childhood will always be known in my mind as King Koopa from the failed Super Mario Brothers movie.
Our older listeners might know him for True Grit. Just saying.
Well, yeah, that's the only movie I know him in. He was a great actor. I've seen some of his films. It was very sad that he passed away due to prostate cancer.
Ew.
It's very sad, and, well, Bowser will always live on in the Mario games, at least.
Can we have, like, 30 seconds of silence?
And now we're going to be getting 30 seconds of silence for memory of Bowser. Stop typing, Laz. Damn it, Laz! Moment over! God damn it, Laz! You ruined the moment! You are typing!
Blame my microphone.
Damn it.
Okay, well, we tried.
We tried. We're sorry. Laz fucked all up.
Yes, I'm the fault for everything.
You're your fault for this one. Also, tomorrow in America is Memorial Day. For all our American and Canadian listeners, even if you don't support the war in Iraq, please, if you see a veteran of any war, World War I, II, Vietnam, Korea, Gulf War, and this war, give them a pat on the back or shake their hand. Even if you do not support this war, please, just give them a hug.
Here's a tip. If you see a middle-aged man who you think is from the Vietnam War, you may want to be a bit careful. I have got a few funny stories which usually end up with someone hurt.
If you see
do share them.
If you see Epic Beard Man, give him a hug and say, "Damn right, spit shine your shoes."
Oh, God. Oh, God.
One racist moment of the day.
And thank them for our supposed freedom as well.
Amen. Thank them for our freedoms and everything.
Our supposed freedoms.
We do not support any political side in this argument. With that, I believe we can call this short but wonderful podcast to a close. Any closing statement, guys? Anything?
The cake is a lie.
Blue waffles. Blue bagel waffle grenade.
Zang?
It's an explosion of blue waffles. It's everywhere, man.
And with that, we're going to do our every closing statement. Y'all just lost the motherfucking game! Have a great night, guys.
Again.